Inside of Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand a Zimbabwean swimming star tops your sports report today.
Kim, Zimbabwe's Kirsty Coventry once again lived up to her Golden Girl nickname during the All-Africa Games swimming competition in Congo, Brazzaville. The two-time Olympic champion won three gold medals as well as a bronze in Brazzaville. Since first diving in the pool in Algiers in 2007, Kirsty has posted a spectacular All-Africa Games record, a total of 22 medals won, including 14 gold. Coventry will celebrate her 32nd birthday on Wednesday. During a brief stop here in Washington, Kirsty talked with reporter Blessing Zulu about her performance in Brazzaville.
It's been an honor to represent Zimbabwe at the All Africa Games, and I was just very thankful that I was able to go there and do as well as I did.
Tell us, how do you prepare for such events?
We had prepared a month ago for the World Championship, and I had done some good times. So I knew coming into this that I'd be a little bit weaker because it's a little bit harder to stay so focused strength-wise for 3 weeks later. But we just did a good job of training and getting back into the pool as soon as we could. And, I think I was also just really excited. This is my last All Africa game, so it gave me the opportunity to not leave any energy outside of the pool. Everything was put into that every race.
So you cannot be convinced to try and go?
I don't think so. I think, I've said all along that Rio Olympics will be my last big international competition. And it was very sad. It did take me a little bit by surprise how emotional I got saying goodbye to the team, being on the podium for the last time in Africa. It's always been such a big part of my career.
Let's turn to Rio 2016 at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece. You won three Olympic medals. And in 2008 at the Summer Olympic Games in Beijing, you won four medals. Are we going to see another repeat this time in Rio?
That's always the goal. The goal is to always, try to get onto the podium. Unfortunately, in London 2012, I dislocated my knee 4 months before and then got pneumonia 2 months before. I still managed to come sixth, but it was just short of my goal. And so I felt that I wanted to give it one more chance. It is going to be challenging. There are a lot of very good swimmers swimming at the moment, especially in my event. So I'm looking forward to the challenge in the year ahead.
You have also been working with schools in Zimbabwe to promote swimming. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I've set up a Kirsty Coventry Academy, and right now we're working with a school, Mother's Pack, and we've coached some teachers to become swimming coaches, and there's about 450 children going through the program, which we're very excited about.
Are we likely to see another Kirsty very soon?
I hope so. There are a lot of young swimmers coming up. The talent is there, and now we just need the support and the funding to make sure that we continue to support our athletes.
Lastly, I know you insist that you don't only represent Zimbabwe, but Africa. What is your message to your fans?
Just thank you so much. I've really been so lucky to have so many amazing fans, not just in Africa, but around the world, and Zimbabweans that are everywhere. Through sport, I've managed to keep us all linked together. And I think that's something that's really amazing that sport does. Thank you so much for your support over the years.
That's Zimbabwean swimming star Kirsty Coventry, who will celebrate her 32nd birthday on Wednesday. Kirsty won four medals, three of them gold, at the All-Africa Games in Congo, Brazzaville. And she was talking with reporter Blessing Zulu during a brief stop here in Washington. In All-Africa Games volleyball, Algeria won the gold medal in the men's tournament, beating host Congo Brazzaville in three sets in the final. The final score, 25-20, 25-22, and 27-25. The Congolese can leave the court with their heads held high in winning the silver medal. It's their best showing in men's volleyball at either the continental or international levels. Meanwhile, in a hard-fought third-place match, Egypt beat Rwanda 3-2 to win the bronze medal. The final score, 25-27, 26-24, 24-26, 25-17, and 15-13. In All Africa Games women's volleyball, Kenya beat Cameroon 3-1 to win the gold medal. The final score, 15-25, 25-14, 25-15, and 25-19. Egypt again won the bronze medal, beating Seychelles 3-0 in the third place match. The final score for our VOA volleyball fans, 25-17, 25-6, and 25-15. Meanwhile, in All Africa Games athletics, Nigeria won the gold and the silver in the men's triple jump, as we hear now from the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Defending champion Tosin Oke and Olumide Olamigoke clinched a 1-2 Nigerian triumph in men's triple jump, as Tunisia's Balti Sringe and Dora Mafudi secured a 1-2 Tunisian victory in women's pole vault on Wednesday. Republic of Congo's Frank Elembe Waka set a men's shot put championship record of 20.25 meters as Burkina Faso's Kimalu Letitia Bambara improved women's championship hammer throw record to 66.91 meters. On the track, Ivory Coast's Marie-José Talou won women's 100 meters in a championship record of 11.02 seconds as Ben Youssef Meite triumphed in men's 100 meters in an Ivory Coast record of 10.04 seconds. South African Antonio Alcana won men's 110-meter hurdles in a lifetime best of 13.32 seconds. Ethiopians Tsebelu Zewude and Mekonnen Gebremedin clinched gold medals in men's 10,000 meters and 1,500 meters respectively, as Guliame Thierry of Mauritius won the decathlon. In women's events, Lisa Labishi of Seychelles triumphed in high jump, as South African Caster Semenya won the 800 meters. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. Still in Brazzaville, in women's basketball, Nigeria overwhelmed Republic of Congo 102-23. Gabon outwitted Algeria 69-57. Senegal beat Ivory Coast 69-55. And Mali outplayed Cameroon 65-54. In the men's game, Angola beat Republic of Congo 81-64 as Egypt dismissed Gabon 60-34. In women's handball, Ivory Coast outplayed the Democratic Republic of Congo 29-23. Senegal and Cameroon drew 19-all. Angola dismissed Nigeria 37-25. And Republic of Congo outwitted Burkina Faso 39-18.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. Also, follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. One of my latest tweets came from none other than Hall of Fame basketball center Bill Walton, who won two national titles in college at the University of California at Los Angeles, better known as UCLA, and two more pro titles in the NBA in 1977 with the Portland Trail Blazers and in 1986 with the Boston Celtics. Walton's pro career was cut short by a series of injuries. At various times, he broke his nose, foot, wrist, and leg. Anyways, the gist of Walton's tweet dealt with injuries, specifically foot injuries. Big Bill says he definitely agrees that there shouldn't be any timetables on returning to action when it comes to broken feet, that it puts too much pressure on the athlete to return too soon. Meanwhile, if you check out my Facebook page, you'll see a nice photo of the three All-Africa Games medal winners in the women's pole vault. Gold medalist Serene Balti from Tunisia, silver medalist Dora Mafoudi, also from Tunisia, and bronze medalist Sinali Ouattara from Ivory Coast. More All-Africa Games results. Senegal defeated host Congo Brazzaville Tuesday 3-1 to advance to Friday's gold medal match in the men's football tournament. Ibrahima Keita had two goals for Senegal, while Che Jeng scored the other. Merville and Duckett had Congo's goal. Senegal will play the winner of Tuesday's second semifinal between Nigeria and Burkina Faso. Meanwhile, in the All-Africa Games women's football tournament, Ghana beat Ivory Coast Tuesday 1-0 to advance to Friday's gold medal match. Samira Suleiman scored for the Ghanaian girls in the 15th minute in Brazzaville. Ghana will play the winner of Tuesday's second semifinal between Nigeria and Cameroon. Nigeria features the leading scorer in the women's tournament, Desire Oparanozie, who has five goals so far. Once again, if you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, Senegal beat host Congo Brazzaville Tuesday 3-1 to advance to the gold medal match in All-Africa Games men's football, and Ghana defeated Ivory Coast 1-0.